Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Southern California and around the world. How is everyone doing today? You are listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio, iTunes, Alexa, right? Hold on, she knows it. And a whole bunch of other, wherever social media or any type of, we're on, YouTube, and anywhere we have social media or type of device you might have, we are on it because we are worldwide. And we are here to, today is Wednesday, October the 24th, and our guest in studio today is a group that we came across where Bands Warped Tour, and they are a very good group, and you'll get to hear some of their music today. And here we go. His name, the group's name is Hello Human, and there you go. Oh, sorry, that one. There you go. Hey. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
All right. Say hello to everyone on Facebook Live.
How's it going?
All right. And tell your name and what is it that you do?
I'm Joe Manuel. I can't even say my name. I'm a musician with Hello Human.
Yeah, musician. So what instrument do you play?
So, primarily singing.
You singer?
And, but I do piano and guitar and violin. I learned violin in fourth grade.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago.
So, you kept it up all these years?
Yeah, I played in high school and college, and now I teach it once in a while.
Shit, that's cool. Right.
Keyboards, he plays all that stuff.
Yeah,
that
multi-talented. You're like Prince.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Well, you have, how many instruments do you play?
Three. Yeah. If you include voice, it's four. But like in college, I was a music education major, so I had to learn how to like play the trumpet and the saxophone and the cello and all those things. But I don't know if that counts.
Prince. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean. Yeah, it does. Oh, wow, man. That's. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Here's Jenny.
Okay. I feel like I popped on, Forrest Gump?
Right.
That damn movie. Anyway.
I'm just working the board today, y'all. Just, you know, I have to keep learning, keep practice up, you know.
Anyway. To our show. Anyway, as I usually would say, this is your hostess with the most, is Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse, on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, Podbean, and Spotify.
And y'all expect me to remember all that shit.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. I say it so many times because I have to, you know. I have to tag all these things on every fucking thing. So every time I go to tag something, it sticks in your brain. You know, and then I have to remember the whole spiel again when I've added something to it. Because I've added things.
Yeah, it's gotten longer. The introduction is for real. It was only about 3 or 4 when we started. It's like 52 now. Goddamn.
And I am currently working on getting us on other AM and FM networks.
Right.
As well as some TV stuff like Roku, Tiki Live, Dish TV, Livestream, YouTube, Google TV, Vimeo, and some other networks.
Oh, wow.
But Dish Network and the Roku are pretty big.
Hell yeah, it is.
We're on YouTube, but Google TV would be pretty big. And Vimeo, a lot of people try to, you know. But this is like one-stop shopping. Put us out to one company, and they put us out to everything.
To everything.
Plus, they'll have a PR company for us.
Mm,
I'm hoping. I'm working on it. I'm working really, really hard.
Yes, she is. Really.
We have our first 10 concerts booked.
Right.
I still have some spaces open.
Nice.
Which I'll talk to you about afterwards.
Yes.
I have some spaces open.
Yes.
I have a bunch. Now, as the word is spreading, now more and more bands are hitting us up. Our first show is tonight, Wednesday, October 24th, at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91602. Come on over, and don't be shy. If you show us the flyer from Facebook, I think I'm going to put it on Instagram and Twitter also. If you show us the online flyer, we'll get you 25% off at the door.
So yes.
Come on down. Don't be shy.
Listen to some good music, and some live bands.
We're doing door cover of $10 and for singles and $15 for couples. So, you know, it's like bargain shopping.
I won't be using that couple thing.
No?
No.
No.
No, it hasn't been for a while.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
It's okay.
Poor Joe. He's got a broken heart.
She has no idea.
She has no idea that you broke up with her, or no? Just kidding.
What do you think I have so many songs that I've been writing?
Damn. He's trying to find a way to break up with her, and it's going to be through a song.
I've done it through text, which is the worst way.
Oh, fuck.
I have too.
I had a dude, this is before real cell phones. I don't even know if we had real cell phones yet. I think we did. The crappy ones, the really, really bad ones.
Right.
But I think he broke up with me in an email.
Oh. Yeah.
And we weren't even really a couple anyway, kind of ish. So yeah. Who cares?
Right.
It was 3 months of my life and.
Have you ever had somebody that you wasn't even in a relationship with have told somebody to tell you that it wasn't that you're not in a relationship, but it was over with?
Yes, and I looked at him and went, "When were we in the first place?"
Yeah,
because I'm completely confused.
I was too.
But you know, the best way to get over somebody. To get under somebody else.
Oh.
Like their cousin. Okay.
Or their sister.
Are they siblings? Yeah.
Whatever. Cousin, aunt, uncle. I don't know. Whatever you can do, gotta do.
Mom, dad.
See, now you guys are, if you're straight, obviously, then it would just be the opposite sex.
Right.
Me, I could do either.
Right.
Okay. See, I'm bisexual. So I could do your aunt and your uncle.
Right.
Maybe even at the same time.
At the same time.
Because I used to be a swinger too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Hell yeah. That's how you get that's how you get over them and then get back at them.
freaking poor Joe out over here.
No.
He's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I got to turn my fucking Instagram TV off. I don't want this to go out to my listeners. No, I'm just kidding.
I have this teen theater company watching. I was like, maybe this isn't for teens.
Oh, shit.
Time to PG it. PG it up.
Okay.
It's all good.
All right. Sorry.
No.
Try.
You're good. No. Okay. Now we'll talk.
Okay. I had to turn that off just for half a second. They're watching us on Facebook right now. I'm just kidding. Teenagers say and do worse things than we realize.
So right.
And at younger ages than I did it at. You know what I mean? So I don't know. God bless parents or aunts and uncles and grandparents and single parents and dads and moms and gay families and everybody that has problems is raising a kid. Anybody, I don't care who you are. Yeah. You raising a kid, you know what's up.
Yeah.
Could be your goddamn cousin. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I know you've either. Had a...
Doesn't mean that you're an actual parent, like a physical, like you gave birth to the kid to be a parent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of people have that role or take on that role. It's sad. Sometimes teachers have to be your parent.
Yeah, they don't get paid nowhere near enough.
No.
No, nowhere.
I like being a teacher. That's why I do the teaching thing. I
so feel
like they need mentorship.
Yeah, they do. Right. They really do. Especially really do. From people like, you know, there's a younger group like you are. You know what I mean?
I'm not that young, though.
Oh, Jesus. I thought you were like late 20s.
Sure. We'll go with that since we're on
Damn.
Since we're on Facebook
since
Live.
We're lying. No, since
we're, no. We'll go with that. 20 whatever you want.
Okay.
20 whatever you want.
Yeah. Everybody seems to think that I'm anywhere between 28 and 35.
Really?
That's right. What I usually get guessed at.
Right.
I'm going to guess 28 just
because. Yeah, just because I said it so nice to you.
You're being nice to me, so.
No, yeah.
So be nice back.
Well, I think 35 is a compliment. Good.
Yeah. It
is. I'm cool. happy with that.
I'm 84.
You are not 84.
I was born in World War One. I was a teenager during the Great Depression.
No, World War One, baby, you'd be like 100.
Oh, really?
You're close to it.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Pretty getting up there.
Well, he looks good for 100.
You'd be 90-something, 95.
98?
Yes, you'd be up there.
Oh, wow.
We have around like 90, well, early to mid-90s.
Oh. I'm still back in the day. I'm still thinking it's the 80s.
That's okay. So do I, apparently. That's the kind of music we're writing. And that's okay.
Anyway.
Love the 80s.
So let's talk about Hello Human.
Yeah, let's.
Now you guys were at the involved in the Battle for Vans Warped Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This year, 2018. Were you in any prior years or just this year?
No, nope,
because you're a newer group, right?
Yeah. We started about a year ago.
Okay.
I mean, as Hello Human, we've been playing together for a while, but as Hello Human with this sound, yeah.
Okay.
Just about a year. Yeah.
All right. Well, what did you sound like before?
It was alternative curious. Rock. So
okay. Or guitars, like,
yeah,
all right,
that kind of stuff.
Well, I like alternative rock.
Yes,
hell yeah,
I do too. The Wallflowers,
good stuff. Yeah, it's all good stuff.
Good old,
oh yeah,
back in the day.
Fuck yeah, Offspring, like any of that type of like the stuff during that whole time period.
Yep,
that's good stuff.
Yeah,
that was a good era. Good era for music.
Yes,
as long as it's not Hootie and the Blowfish.
So how did you come up with the name Hello Human?
So Hello Human, I was raised in an environment where people was telling me what I needed to be and how I needed to live, and I was...
Oh, wow.
And it was like... So, Hello Human was this whole idea of getting to know people for who they really are. So, it's like introducing yourself to a human, getting to know them as a human and not try to impose your idea of what they should be or what they are. So,
okay.
It's just that whole idea of getting to know people for who they really are.
Yeah.
So, I liked it. And I had two H's, so I felt like it was catchy.
Yeah, that is. That is pretty catchy.
Which I was surprised no one else had it, to be honest.
Yeah, and I like the symbol with the, how you have the H's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, all that?
Two
yeah.
H's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll put Jenny in our logo.
Right.
Just right in between.
That'd be funny.
Like, what's up?
I'm just kicking it in between the H's.
Remind you back in the day, huh?
Yeah.
In between.
That was only 2 years of my life.
Oh.
I like to forget about it.
Oh.
I'll write a book someday, but that's about it.
And a movie.
It's
got to be a movie.
No.
And get Amy Schumer to play you.
Oh, Jesus. She might be a little too old. I'm just kidding.
Really?
I'm just kidding. No, not really. No. Yeah. Do you have any shows coming up you want to tell people about?
So, we are actually writing right now. So we don't have shows coming up. We're trying to get a six-song EP done.
Okay.
So once that's done, we'll be promoting it.
And
that's kind of why we're wondering, like, when you hit us up about those shows, I was like, I don't know yet, because we have, we want to have these six songs done. We have five done, so we have one left.
Okay.
Mm.
And, I got you. You got a deadline.
Yeah, so we want to, like, promote that and... That's when we'll start playing.
Totally understandable. Totally understandable.
Radio
so,
promo
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
But we got five songs that we love. And we'll have a sixth soon.
Which is
it just
good.
Seems like five song EP is not enough, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Six songs.
and that's what the songs you were playing for your set at the battles.
Right, except the one "Love Is a Battlefield" by Pat Benatar.
Well, most of the bands I noticed had at least one cover. One cover and like four or five other songs, depending on how short the songs are.
Yeah,
how much time they had allotted to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we really loved doing that song. That was fun. We also cover Cyndi Lauper time after time. That's fun too.
Yeah.
Love the '80s.
'80s are great.
Yeah.
What's your favorite '80s band? I'm gonna guess.
What would you guess?
Depeche Mode.
Oh, you're good.
Did I guess
you're
it
good.
Right?
You're good. That's one of my tops there for that, especially for that style of music.
Yeah.
I mean, I was into glam, like hair bands.
Okay.
Too. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I listened to a lot of Bon Jovi and Foreigner. A lot of, you know, a little bit of everything. AC/DC, Metallica. Uh-huh. I listened to a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I was kind of all over the place when it came to music. I didn't listen to just one thing. I listened to different styles of music. So depending on my mood.
Yeah.
You know, like one day, you know, I'm listening to like, you know, Cyndi Lauper and Boy George and, you know, Eurythmics and all that type of stuff. You know, and then the next minute I'm listening to like New Order, you know, could be. Well, Ministry came in the 90s. I didn't really discover Ministry as much till the 90s.
Mm.
But they were a pussy before they came out with that one album. Oh my God. With Thieves and Liars on it. They really sucked. I like The Cure. You know, I like all that stuff from that time.
Very, what about
Tears for Fears were awesome. You know, Duran.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that different type of stuff. What's Def Leppard.
Daryl Hall and...
John Oates.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stuff. Hall and Oates, yeah.
Man Eater. That's
a good song. I listened to a lot of different stuff from that time.
Yeah.
I didn't discover metal more so until late 80s. Like 86, 87.
Like Welcome to the Jungle. And...
Yeah, well, 80s, that's when... 87, that's when that came out.
Hmm.
I think a lot of it was because we moved back to Maine, and my cousin Brent was into that stuff.
Okay.
And so he introduced me to it, because we're only like maybe 5 weeks apart in age. And so, you know, I listened to a lot of the stuff he listened to. We hung out a lot that summer.
Okay.
And then, you know, and then my mom passed. And then, so I think there was like that whole transition right there. Being 13 and turning 14 and then having a parent pass, like all these different things going on. So then... and then metal made sense.
Oh,
punk rock, metal, like the hardcore stuff, that made sense for that time period.
Mm.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because that's like a teenager's going through crap stuff, you know?
You hate the world.
Yeah.
So you had to listen to angry music. Makes sense.
Right.
I'm surprised I was listening to angry music before that. My mother was an abusive bitch.
Oh.
So I'm like, damn.
Isn't it crazy though how music, like you think of it and you go through, like you're going through something and you can equate the music with that time in your life and it's like, this is why.
Wow,
it
becomes like the, kind of like the background music to your life.
Yeah, like I figure out. Like,
certain things, you know, certain things, certain moments of you. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you figure out, oh, hey, wow, now I know why we listened to that at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, it stuck, you know, because once my personality was ingrained, to being a psycho, I listened to heavy metal music and watched a lot of horror movies, so... Horror and metal. Those are two constant themes in my life.
Because
I've had so many fucked up things happen to me over the decades that I just... You know what I mean? So it kind of like, that's my...
So when you interviewed Elvira, that was just a...
Oh, God.
That was a dream.
Yeah.
Because...
Talk about
she
that.
She was the shit back
in the day. I was obsessed with Elvira. I don't want... Not like in a creepy, weirdo stalker way, but... But I really loved Elvira. She stood for women's empowerment.
Yeah.
And like that a chick could do whatever she wanted to do and she didn't need a man to do it. And you know what I mean? It was just like I'm a strong person and I can do anything on my own.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even though she'd thrust her boobs in a dude's face to get her way. So you still really need the guy to get your way or to do it for you. You're just using your chick seed. So it's kind of like it was a double standard. It was like, I want to be strong and tough and independent and not be dependent on a man, but I have to use my cleavage and my feminine wiles to get what I want out of a guy. It's just wrong.
And how old were you when you were analyzing this? Because
I was a teenager.
And you figured all that out as a teenager?
Oh, God, yes. I was thinking about all kinds of crazy shit when I was a teenager. I was like 5, 6, 7 years old. I was ripping stuff apart and putting it back together and then asking my parents about it. How does this work? I don't know. Ask your mother. I don't know. Ask your father. Yeah, they always have that creep. Like, you know, deer caught in the headlights of a car look.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, my child asked me an intelligent question. She's only 7. I think we did something wrong. Maybe we shouldn't have taken that acid.
Should have been an engineer.
Maybe we shouldn't have taken that acid while we were pregnant. No, I mean, I love math and science. And actually, that's the funny thing is I'm actually a math genius and a science prodigy. I always did that stuff all through school.
Really?
Like, ever since I was a little kid, everything, math, science. Went to school for accounting, all business, math, all that crap. Boring as fuck.
I like math.
Oh, my
so now God. I can do my own business taxes. And balance my own books and run an entertainment company where I can have fun and still do the boring shit.
Damn.
Fuck it. Why not? I've always wanted to do TV, movies, and music.
Oh.
Concerts. Right. I want to throw my own concerts. I want to make my own movies, my own TV shows, all of it.
So you sing and you play?
I used to play flute for like 7 years. I don't do musical instruments, but I do know how to sing.
Ooh, sing us something. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear, not on the air.
I've never heard her.
God, no. I'm embarrassed about that one.
Oh, why?
That's too much. I use my voice for radio. Someday. But because if I was going to do music, it would have to be heavy metal. I have a very deep voice, and I don't do melodic very well.
I sound like I'm a dude
on the phone or in the drive-thru. They always ask me, okay, sir, can I get you any more? Would you like to upsize that meal, sir?
That's crazy.
I just laugh about it now.
So you get peanuts. Marcy always called Peppermint Patty, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, she looked like a dude, though. Fuck. Really did. Well, I was like a hardcore dyke.
Ooh, Peppermint Patty.
Peppermint Patty. She did. I think her and Mercy.
She was ahead of her time.
I think 20 years later, roll the dates forward. 20 years later, I think her and Marcy end up lesbian lovers.
You know, that was like from the 40s or 60s, right?
Yeah.
So by the late 70s, early 80s, yeah. Right, 10 years.
Well, they got to be, how old are they now?
They got to be 50, 60,
70,
60, 70.
Like 65, some shit by now.
They need the female Viagra by now.
No, well,
I saw them at Knott's Berry Farm. They're looking good. Yeah.
How is it they never age? It's just like fucking all those goddamn cartoon characters. Soon. They're still on the air 30 years later.
They should do a cartoon where they actually age. Over years.
Like, actually
like
age.
The Simpsons
age.
Should actually, they should look
like
older.
Their children should have actually aged like normal fucking children.
Right.
But they don't do that. No cartoon does that. No. Like, South Park don't do it.
Who's
the goddamn children are still fucking like, what? They finally progressed to fifth grade, I think. I think they might be in fifth grade. They finally just started getting hair on their nuts. And their voices are getting a little deeper. I mean,
they finally start drawing the hair, you mean?
Yes, they started drawing the hair on their nuts. But, you know, because that might be creepy if they showed it, though.
Yeah. Well, although nowadays
they fake draw it on their nuts. You ever see
that? Thanks for the mental images.
Did you ever see that episode? Did you ever see that episode?
No, what you call it is worse,
Scott
though.
Tenorman Must Die. Did you ever see Scott Tenorman Must Die?
Mm-mm.
South episode of South Park one. where this kid with red hair, right? That's why he thinks gingers are evil. And they have no soul because this one kid tortured him when he was younger, and he sold him a bag of pubes.
Oh,
he told him that's how
I remember.
He told
that.
Him that's how little kids get pubes,
right?
Is you
and he used
you
it as a beard. Or some
you get them
shit.
From the pube fairy, and that you're supposed to put them like you're gonna like what do you like glue them on or something? I mean, what the fuck do I do with these? So he takes them to his friends. He goes, "Look, I finally got pubes, boy! I finally got pubes." They're like, "You do realize that they come attached to your body, dumbass." You don't get a bag of pubes. Where the fuck did you get these from? You know, they were like, "Oh, Scott Turnerman, you know, the ninth grader." Oh, Jesus. Well, they so I'm a bag of pubes.
They have to make that funny, though. I mean, the whole puberty time is rough.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite funny, right. though, when the kid...
What's the name of that show? Big Mouth.
Oh,
you ever seen
Big
that
Mouth.
One?
No.
It's on Netflix. Oh my God.
Netflix, yeah. Made for Netflix.
It's ridiculously funny.
It's about kids coming into puberty.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I
yeah,
saw that.
And all the stuff that,
that
happens right. to them. Yeah. Hormones.
That show is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, at least I'm just talking about it. I mean,
yeah. It's good.
Well, you know what I think we need to do? We need to play some music.
All right.
Do you want
to... It's guest choice. We have... Three songs? Is it three songs?
Yes,
here?
There should be three.
The last one doesn't have a name. I got one called Dreamers, one called High Tops, and one that just says Hello Human.
That's probably Go.
Yeah, that's the top one.
Go?
The one,
so, all right.
Yeah.
So which one you want to hear?
It's up to you guys. What do you want to hear?
Well, two of these haven't been played on the radio yet.
Yeah. Let's keep them in anticipation. Okay. Okay. Go first.
We're going to play Go because this is the song. This was their debut single.
Yeah.
Okay.
That they had, they've already released, but...
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, worldwide, we are going to play from Hello Human, their top single, Go.
Step and we're back on track again. We'll never know what we hold. Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Sticky Fest,
November 10th.
Sticky Fest,
all day, all night.
Sticky Fest,
in the high desert of Southern California.
12 of the best punk and metal bands
on one big outdoor stage. All ages.
Free camping!
Get your tickets now at StickyFest.com.
Sticky. I sit there every time that, now that every time that commercial comes on, I say the words along with it. Like I go, Sticky Fest.
And then I go,
free camping.
Right.
Mouth the words along with him saying it, just to be funny. I love you, Greg. El Sancho from the band Sticky Doll. He was on our show last week, so go listen to the episode. It should be on archived episodes on the Jenny's World Talk on the blog page on LA Talk Radio website. So go on there under Channel 1. You'll find us. Or look us up. All you gotta do is type it in. You find us on Google, like fucking everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's being produced by Gabriel Global Entertainment.
Yes.
I don't know who those crazy bastards are, but I love them. Thank you so much for. Thank you so much for producing this show.
He's right there.
Hey, I help pay for stuff.
Yes, you do.
When I make some money.
True.
I'm really trying to make us some money.
Yes. Hey, you're ambitious.
The concerts.
That's why I love
the concerts.
One of the reasons why I
will get this. Vendors and bands. I want the bands to make some money too.
Right.
Everybody should make some
money.
It's
enough money out there.
Everybody should make some money. The vendors, everybody. Everybody should make some money. Why not? Most of our money will be going to pay for expenses and giving the bands their share. Oh, so nice. Come out and support the bands, please.
Yes, please.
And
when's the next show again?
Next Wednesday. This week, tonight, we have one tonight. Our first one is tonight at the Universal Bar and Grill.
North Hollywood.
Yeah, doors open at like 7:30. First band goes at an 8. Come on over anytime, though. We'll be there setting up everything. So just come on over. Doors $10 for singles, $15 for couples, so you can save yourself a money, you know, if you're coming there as a date, you know, that's cool.
Cheap date, that's not
also
not much.
You can get 25% off at the door, so if you come and you're single, it's like $7.50. We'll give it to you like $7, good enough, and $12 for couples, so you know, nice. Knock a few bucks off, you know, nice. On top of it. So,
and if you buy Jenny a beer,
If you buy me a beer, it's definitely free. So my fucking beers are probably like $8 or $9 goddamn dollars. It's basically like playing the door anyway. Fuck it, buy me a beer. I'll let you in for free.
Come on in.
I can't be drinking all stupid anyway. No, I don't drink. I don't drink like that anymore anyway. I haven't in a really long time.
Nah.
We're too young for that.
Yes. Yeah, let's
all right.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Yes. We are here with John.
Joe.
Damn it. Okay. I should have wrote it down.
Got to get it right, Joe.
Joe Manuel.
That's me.
Yeah.
Joe Manuel.
There you go.
I'm going to get it.
Oh, you're
Joe Manuel.
Just remember, especially remember Joe from Hello Human.
Hello Human.
There you go.
All right. We got two more songs to play from this fabulous group.
You can you can also find them while he's picking out songs. You can find them at Hello Human Music on Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
You got a Twitter or no?
No, but we've got a website, HelloHumanMusic.com.
Yes.
There you go.
So common theme there, HelloHumanMusic.com, HelloHumanMusic on Facebook and Instagram. So pretty damn easy.
Right.
Which camera am I looking at? All three?
I don't even know which one's freaking engaged.
The one on the right, that one.
This
right.
one?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what these two are doing.
I don't know.
I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Maybe that's a security camera. Somebody stealing
stuff. Am I supposed to flip them all off? I'm just kidding.
Pink spider.
I'm just kidding. Green Jell-O sucks. Green Jell-O sucks.
Don't flip
off. Fuck Green Jell-O. I'm just kidding.
Don't flip off. I love you, the people, baby.
I love you, Bill Manspeaker. No, it's like I'm doing like a Hello.
Oh, his impersonation
like a green of like a Green Jell-O thing.
Yeah.
You know how
he's good though. I like
how he tells everybody to tell. He tells everybody. I don't know if you've ever seen a Green Jelly show. It's Green Jell-O. They did that song, Little Pig, Let Me In.
Not by my hair of the chinny chin.
Yeah, it's a band. They're crazy. And I got a friend, one of my brother, Nathan Young. Oh, Youngblood Productions.
Right.
I got to do a shout out to him. They have a show, I think. They have a bunch of shows coming up. So go check them out on Youngblood Productions page. His picture is like a black. What is it, like a skull, like with a
spiked mohawk,
a spiked mohawk, if you see that one, because there's a couple, there's like two or three different Youngblood productions that come up on fucking Facebook, I noticed, but he's the only one that matters.
Right.
Your brother's the one with the mohawk?
Right.
Yeah, you know Nathan.
Did I meet him?
Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions.
Oh, yeah.
The one who organized the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Battle for
cool.
Bands Warped Tour.
Right.
That's my awesome. That's my brother.
He's awesome.
That's my bro.
Yeah,
my broski from another hoski. I know how proud you are of me saying that. Shout out to Nathan.
Yes,
and all his shows. Go to some of his concerts. He puts on a great show.
Yeah, he does.
Has a lot of great bands.
Right,
we've met a lot of bands through him. That's where we get a lot of our guests from. Are from him now. Yeah. And then he used to be with a band that used to have on our show named Dirty Machine. And that's how we met him. Mm-hmm. We met Dirty Machine through my ex co-host on my radio on this show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like it all kind of like da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And so now he has a new band, Fate Destroyed. What up, Fate Destroyed? What up? Go see Orgy play this Saturday, the 27th of October, at the 1640 Club in 1640 North Cahuenga Boulevard in Hollywood, California, 90028. Go check it out. It's right there. I think it's like cross
Should
streets
be close to
of
Hollywood,
like Cahuenga and Hollywood Boulevards, basically. 1640 North Cahuenga Boulevard. Go check it out. It's going to be Orgy's going to play this Saturday. They go on at 9 p.m., it's outdoor stage, too, so go check it out. You've got to see them. I fucking love those guys. Shout out to Lou Gordon, Amanda Nicola. She's their new PR person, one of the new PR people. Welcome to the Orgy Army.
Right. Army for your party.
Army to your party, bitches. shout out to Lou Gordon, Jay Gordon. there's a bunch of them now. Nick Speck, I love you. I hope your hand is better now so you can actually play. If not, Ilya, what up? Yordanov. What's that? I'll see. Who else? Creighton Emmerich and Carlton Bost, our awesome buddy Carlton Bost. We love you. Don't know what we'd do without you, because if it wasn't for you and Nick, no one would ever show up at the radio station to be on the show. I love you, Jay. Please come to the studio next time, please. And please do the birthday show. I know it's your birthday, but it's my birthday, too. January 30th. I'm trying to get him to come in the studio. I'm trying to get Orgy to be on the show because it's his birthday. Also, lead singer of Orgy, it's also his birthday. January 30th is both our birthdays. So him and then their PR person, Amanda Nicola, her birthday is February 2nd. So we're trying to get it. So like we do the Wednesday, January 30th show, my birthday show. Like I'm trying to do a 2-hour episode. I hope it'll happen. But at least we'll have Amanda and Nicole on there, even if the guys can't do that day.
Right.
It is what it is. Well, Jay, just please call in for 2 seconds. That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
No, she's not. She wants you to come do the show.
Yes, please. Be in the studio though.
Right.
You always call in. Anyway. So all
right.
We now got... you've been getting upcoming shows. You've been together a year?
Yep. Been together for a year.
Okay.
And we
what did you think of the battles? Well, the Battle for Vans Warped Tour. What did you think of that whole thing?
It was fun. It was fun. We got beat by a ska band, which kind of what made me sad.
Who beat you again?
Yeah, it was a ska band, which I found interesting.
Do you remember who it was?
I don't remember their name.
Damn.
But I was kind
of... Was that the night Victory Kid?
Maybe that was their name. But they had like a posse up there. I mean, they had like 10 people on stage, and they had a whole bunch of fans.
Well, they do have a big one. But there's also the Steadians, but the Steadians didn't win that night.
Yeah. And there were a couple good bands that night, but yeah, I was actually surprised that they won, because ska has been around forever, right? And they were, you know, I thought the requirements were like something new and fresh and different.
No,
and I was like, well, they used to be in a ska band way back in the day.
They don't even put that type of music. They don't put the same type of music that they used to put into the Vans Warped Tour. They don't put in there as much. Like it's all gone more poppy, ska, electronic, more, you know, kind of stuff.
This is last year, right? This is their last year, officially, right?
Yeah, as far as I know. As far as I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I heard that somebody else has taken it over. It's just not going to be Vans anymore.
Oh, really?
Okay. This is a rumor. I don't know how true it is.
Okay.
I heard a rumor running around the mill that they're going to be bought out by another, you know, taken over by another company.
Yeah.
So it won't be Vans Warped Tour anymore. It'll be whatever company it is Warped Tour.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll just say Warped Tour. Maybe they won't say Vans on it anymore. When it first started, wasn't it just Warped Tour? I don't remember the Vans part being there initially.
All right.
But I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
So they're now playing like more pop stuff in 80s.
Yeah. I mean, look, they had Eminem on there, and they had, what's her name?
Really?
Yeah, 1 year, there. And then they had, what's her name? What's his name? Katy Perry played 1 year.
Like, really?
Some of this stuff. This is what I'm saying. That's so it's not... It's totally gone different.
Yeah.
It's gone in a different direction.
Because there's more grunge rock, more alternative rock, right?
Yeah, it's just things are just different. Yeah. It's just kind of gone a little different.
Yeah.
So...
That's where the it's money. Yeah. I'm sure.
Who knows? Whatever.
Wow.
Money thing.
All right, let's play another song.
All right. High Tops or Dreamers?
Let's do Rochambeau. I'm just kidding.
Avatar Rochambeau. Let's do the Nuts.
Dreamers.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the second song on our show today from the group Hello Human. The song is called Dreamers on Genie's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
You just put it on repeat again. I wanna kick a hole right through this, but I
keep it in
my head. You see my friends again and say they're going nowhere. Stare at my brown suede shoes. It was better last time. Philosophy, you wanna laugh right through me. We catch glimpses of perfect love.
right. We are black. Back.
We are. Speak for yourself.
We're not all black.
I was going to say, speak for yourself.
We are black.
He says, we are black. I was like, no, speak for yourself.
You know what my mind is. We are back here with Joe.
From Hello Human, yes.
From Hello Human.
Last time I said anything about anything to do with black, I got yelled at, so I'm all set.
What did you say about black?
Something about, I said the ghetto side of me came out or something. You're not black. Okay, calm down.
Oh, yeah.
Calm down.
That was somebody over there in downtown.
Yeah, bullshit. All
right, we're back with Joe from Hello Human. And you was going to talk about why did you, your style of your music? How did you make your style of music? Yeah.
So shout out to Ryan and Mitch, who left our band.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, we don't love you. No, I'm just kidding. We love you. We still love you. No, they got bigger and better jobs. I don't know if it was better, but they got bigger jobs.
Okay.
About them. No. Yeah. So they became adults and we continue to be kids wanting to do the band thing.
It doesn't make you a kid.
It doesn't. You're right.
But go ahead. Right. Go ahead.
People do view it that way.
Everybody is different.
That's stupid.
Some people grow up wanting to be a musician, and some people grow up wanting to be a physicist.
Right.
Okay? Everybody is different. Yes. The world needs ditch diggers too, bitch.
Yes.
And the world needs live musicians.
Yes. Because without music, then where the fuck would we be?
Oh, my God.
It would be so boring.
You gonna talk shit to AC/DC? You gonna talk shit to Metallica and tell them that it was a waste of their time, huh?
You gonna tell 800-year-old Ozzy Osbourne that he can't rock and roll anymore?
So,
he just did a concert a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. He like 70-something. Okay, go ahead.
I want to know about you. Can I ask you questions, Jenny? She's more interested than I am. I'm like, what makes her so angry? How did that get her angry? No, but because people do try to tell us what to be,
I'm not really angry. I just do that to be funny.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, what's making her angry? Yeah.
Okay. It's,
yeah.
15.
All right, just yeah, okay.
No, anyway, they left the band, so we had to go kind of electronic.
Oh, okay.
We were in the studio recording a song, and we didn't know what our style should be. We were struggling.
I got you.
On the way home, The Cure came on.
And that kind of like cinched it for you?
Oh, yes. It was just the vibe. It's like this chill vibe, but it has this like energy to it.
Yeah.
That it just pumps you up. And so I was like, we got to try this. And so we started trying it, and we wrote Go was our first song. And then we're like, all right, we like the style, so we're just going to stick to it. So we want kind of electronic and, you know, a little popish, but we'll see. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. We like the old vintage synthy stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I still want to collaborate with Adele.
Age-old question.
That would be good.
Age-old question.
Yes.
Are you a Depeche Mode or a Cure person? That's the funny
Cure.
Thing. The Cure. See?
I think it's The Cure. Yeah.
I love them both.
Yeah.
I really do. I love them both. I don't really view them as the same anyway.
No.
Maybe they both do electronic music-ish, but it's way different.
Way.
Depeche Mode has a different sound than The Cure. So I don't even know how you guys can put them in the same category.
I know, but they are. That's so weird.
Technically by music style, but not by their presentation.
Okay.
No. Totally different. So
you can tell them apart.
Exactly. Right. You can definitely tell them apart.
Then they're not the same.
Aren't they both emo? They got this like
kind of ish, but yeah, kind of. But I don't know. I always love that style. I think they're great. Mm. Both of them are awesome.
Yep.
I think you went a good route. Electronic is a good, you know, it's a dying art form. I don't think enough people do techno anymore. It's one of the biggest reasons I love the band Orgy so much.
Really?
Because they're hardcore industrial, like goth techno type stuff. Yeah. They're really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
They redid this song by New Order, Blue Monday.
Okay.
Cool. Right.
So, and they did like a hardcore version of it.
Nice.
So it's like they're kind of like metal and that's why the name of the band is Orgy.
Yeah.
Because it's like an orgy of music to your senses. Because so many different things all going on at the same damn time. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you so much,
Joe. Yes.
From Hello Human. And
you got to come back because the next time you're going to play your guitar. You ran out of time.
Oh, this is bullshit. I forgot about that.
Don't worry.
We have so much fun.
And
we just
practice
forget.
So hard.
I know.
Damn.
All night.
Yeah, but I think you sound great. You sound great.
We got to come back, Joe.
Yes, you got to come back.
All so right. you can play the guitar. We got to get
I'm down.
But
maybe Davey won't have laryngitis. Today he calls me. Yeah. He's like, I don't have a voice.
Oh, that
and
sucks.
He hasn't had it for 2 weeks. He was hoping it would be okay by today.
Oh, poor
but
guy.
But then he's like, I'm going to the doctor. I think it's laryngitis, though.
So it's just you and David?
Yep, it's just us two.
Okay. Joe and David from Hello Human.
Yeah, that's his official name. I call him Davey, though.
Well, we can't wait until you guys are done with your 6-song EP.
Yeah, that's
and
when
we can,
back.
Yeah, we'll have it's you back on the long. Show beginning of the year when you have all that completed and you're ready to, you know,
walk
all of it. Oh, and you can listen to Dreamers and High Tops coming out soon or has already out on it now?
No, Dreamers and High Tops are not out yet.
They're about to be out. I mean, as far as being on Young and the Restless.
Oh, yes.
The Young and the Restless.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know if you're soap opera people, but if you watch soap operas, go check out Young and the Restless, and you can hear two of their songs being featured on fucking Young and the Restless.
Isn't that crazy?
Young and the Restless,
one of
the longest running soap
That's an accomplishment, though.
On the planet. You know what I mean? That's a huge accomplishment.
That's iconic.
That you got something on TV.
Like that. That's iconic.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a huge honor right there.
Yes, it is.
So we want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
Congratulate you on getting your 6-song EP almost done.
Yes.
And we can't wait to hear all of it.
Yes.
And we will be seeing you soon. And hopefully they will be playing at some of our shows soon.
Right.
Which will be awesome. Yes. So come on out to the Universal Bar and Grill tonight to see us throwing a great show. It's called Go Punk Yourself.
Right.
That's punny.
Exactly. I'm corny like that. Go punk yourself. So a lot of it's like punk rock and metal and alternative, a little bit of everything, but we try to, you know, make it interesting. But come on out. Tonight is Satanic Johnny, the band I manage. Satanic Johnny. Deanna Slays. I don't even know if I'm saying your name. Deanna. The bassist, Ilya's wife, his birthday is today.
Oh,
so come on out and help us celebrate her birthday tonight at the Universal Bar and Grill.
Come sing happy birthday.
So Satanic Johnny, the Raids will be playing. That's like a Hispanic punk rock band.
Good.
From like East Los. And then you got, we'll see, Jabbermouth, which is fucking awesome. They're like punk rock metal. Satanic Johnny's like punk rock metal. And then we have Grandpa's Nuts.
Right.
Grandpa's Nuts and Lost Puppy.
Good.
So
it's
shout out to all the bands.
It's
gonna be a great show tonight. Yes. Most of them are punk rock or like metal. So come on out, have a great time, and enjoy it with us. Get Real Global Entertainment and go punk yourself.
Right.
We'll see you tonight. Come on out.
Bye.
Bye.
Right.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.